Even though being a parent can be very rewarding, being a good parent is rarely an easy task. So, on today's edition of the Texas Tech Psychology Podcast, I will be talking with Dr. Alan Kasdan and Dr. Joaquin Borrego about effective parenting. Dr. Kasdan is a professor of psychology at Yale University and director of Yale's Parenting Center and Child Conduct Clinic. He served as the president of the American Psychological Association and has authored many professional audience books on child psychology and behavior, including The Kasdan Method for Parenting the Defiant Child. Dr. Borrego is an assistant professor of psychology at Texas Tech University and director of the Parent-Child Interaction Therapy Research Lab. His research focuses specifically on children between the ages of 3 and 8 with disruptive behavior problems. Dr. Kasdan, it seems we're exposed to all kinds of parenting tips through the popular literature. What are some common myths about parenting?
Some common myths about parenting is that if you reason with your child, it will change his or her behavior. If you sit down and explain to them what was wrong with what they did, that will make them change. If you let them express to you what's bothering them, that will cut out the reason for them doing the bad behavior that you didn't want. It's an endless stream. Where to stop? If you build their self-esteem, they'll have fewer problems of adjustment and won't engage in some of the deviant behaviors that get children in trouble. All these things are wonderful sounding. They're in all the parenting books practically, and the only minor little thing that makes them unfortunate is that they're not right. Research shows that these are not usually true at all. When parents punish, they believe it's going to change the child's behavior beyond that moment. The research shows that is not likely to be true, and if it does change, the changes are likely to be very negative. If you want to change your child's behavior, reprimanding, shouting, screaming, nagging, and hitting are now known not to be the ways to do it. And so is it a mistake to hit or punish? I can't judge that. Is it effective? We know that that's not likely to be effective at all.
Okay. Well, Dr. Borrego, what forms of discipline are effective?
Part of the thing we have to address here is sort of values. Values that parents have. Because, again, there are no given rules about how parents should discipline their children. When adults or even adolescents become parents, you're not handed a manual on how to parent or how to discipline from the government or from some other agencies. So a lot of it has to do with how parents were raised. It depends on the setting. It depends on whether the kid is yelling or being physically aggressive or being destructive, right, tearing up toys or things at a store. And it also depends on the age of the child.
Discipline for a parent often means getting rid of behavior. That's very hard to do if you're not also developing the positive opposite behavior. So, for example, something that's relatively easy for us, we see this all the time, is a child will have a very explosive tantrum. And the parent says, well, I can never reinforce or praise the child for being calm because it just never occurs. And so now you go to the child and you say, we're going to practice having tantrums. And when we practice, this time don't hit mom and don't throw things and break your toys. And this is a game. I'm going to pretend to say no, and I'm just pretending. All these are antecedents that will help get the behavior. And you're going to have a tantrum, and you're going to say no, and you're going to be mad, and you're going to be disappointed, but you're not going to do these two things. Okay, let's practice. Let's see if you can do it. Okay, you can't go out and play. Remember, I'm just teasing now. Let's see what you can do. And now the child does this. The child's probably smiling. And now you just praise this the way we just said. Now, what that does, we have one practice opportunity of the desired behavior. It's not going to do very much. Do five of those a week. There's no magic to the number. It's like practicing the scales on an instrument. The more you do, the better. But five a week is what we usually recommend. And then now, the real tantrums will start to change, and then the child will just have these, just be better at this without the pretending part of it.
Is it possible to prevent behavior problems?
Well, yes. The issue is, from the start, try to choose the behaviors you want to develop in your child. It's worth speaking with your partner or spouse and making these explicit. Provide opportunities for them to occur and praise them and model them. And so, you know, the way our brains are wired, as you know, hardwired to pick up the negative. So when we see a problem, then we go after it. And so it's actually hard. It's not even, it's one's fighting normal brain scanning of one's environment to look for the positive and focus on it. But build good relationships in a family, talk to one's child, focus on praising good behavior, model good behavior. When you see behavior you want in your child performed in everyday life, point it out. That's a modeling opportunity. And so it's an active procedure to prevent the deviant behaviors. One has to try to use all the opportunities to teach in which positive behaviors are going on.
What about other people who are caring for your child? Should they be informed about your parenting strategies?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, because at times it becomes difficult and it depends on who it is. I believe sometimes parents may have a difficult time telling other family members, such as aunts and uncles or grandparents, on basically how to parent their children, right? If they're babysitting or they spend significant times with them. I think families, for the most part, have a harder time. With babysitters, it seems that it's not as difficult an issue because you are hiring them. They're providing a service for you. And whether it be voluntary or you're paying them, there's sort of an imbalance in the relationship. So I think parents have a easier time communicating their values about how to discipline and expectations that they have with the babysitters than it is with family members. But it is very important also, an example being, if you firmly believe that a child should not be spanked, and you have a three-year-old and you have a babysitter who believes in using spanking as a discipline technique, what's important to communicate to them that while they're overseeing your child or babysitting your child, that spanking will not be allowed. And if they can't agree to that rule, then maybe the parents should consider another babysitter.
We talked earlier about effective discipline. What about praise? Are there effective ways to praise children?
Yes, and it begins by saying that the frequent shouting out of good boy, good girl, is not the way to praise to get behavior change. And the other one is, oh, that makes mommy happy or that makes mommy sad. That's not the way to praise. What the research shows is that you identify the behavior you really want to change, and now you praise and have these components. One, the praise should be really enthusiastic. A second one, it should specify exactly what it is you wanted. That is so great. You picked up all the toys that I mentioned and you put them away in the closet. And the third one now, it would be good to give nonverbal behavior to it. Go over and touch the child. If it's a teenager, maybe a high five or even a high five in the air. Those three components are pretty much essential for really effective behavior change. And a fourth one is resist the temptation to hook something on the end of that, sometimes called caboosing, and it goes like this. Why can't you do that every day? Or why can't you do it like your sister does that? Those things should be omitted.
Thank you, Dr. Kasdan and Dr. Borrego. Remember, even though a lot of information exists about how to parent, not all these strategies are effective. To be an effective parent, make your children aware of their good behaviors and reinforce these behaviors. Be enthusiastic and specific about the behaviors you're praising. Also, remember that your behaviors can influence your children, so set a good example. To learn more about the Texas Tech Psychology Podcast, please visit www.psychology.ttu.edu. This podcast was produced by Dr. David Rudd, edited by Kristen Goodhart, and relayed by me, R.B. Watts. Stay healthy and active, and have a great day.